It's Tommy Tuesdays. It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly, welcome, buddy.
Oh, boys, is this the famous Tasmania from the beautiful winter campaign? Get around the pagan bonfire, the hiss of the lakeside sauna. Welcome to winter.
The brochures are working. Yeah, the brochures are working.
Not sure why we're not in the campaign, but
we'll push through.
Yeah, when I read about the lakeside sauna and the skinny dipping, I think of you guys.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Nate's done those things. They're on your Instagram.
100%. And because you're thinking of us, when you're thinking about a lakeside sauna, it's probably the reason you don't want to come, Tommy.
No, it's a great campaign. It's definitely cutting through. I'm in Sydney and I'm seeing billboards and I'm hearing the radio ads and I'm getting that winter chill and I think I'm on my way down, boys.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's the off season. You got to come down and enjoy the off season, Tommy.
Well, yeah, I don't feel like there's many places in Australia that really, you know, have a winter, and we really do have a winter down here.
Well, I mean, I do think about the mountains, Thredbo, Perisher.
Never heard of them, Tom.
Horse Creek.
We've spoken about this before. We've got Ben Lomond. We've got Ben. We're two T-bars.
Two T-bars.
50 metres of vertical drop. I'm in.
No, but it's a really beautiful... Tom, what are you doing? What are you doing to us? I thought you said you're a fan of the campaign.
Pull him.
This is it. We're never having this man on.
I think the thing with that winter down here in Tassie, Tommy, is most people, they shy away from winter. They want to escape it. Yeah. Whereas here, because we're so used to it, we embrace it. We like to embrace the winter, and we have forced ourselves to enjoy it and put things on, essentially.
I love it. I totally get the vibe. Like, when the weather starts to get cooler, it's beautiful, it's exciting, it's crisp, and you know, you've got the fog blowing out of your mouth as you breathe in the mornings, and Hobart particularly is so beautiful in winter, so I'm actually in.
Well, Tommy, if you're in, is there any chance? Nathan and I have been wanting to do this. Now, it just hasn't worked with our calendars over the last couple of years, but the solstice swim, I don't know if you're aware of this, it's a nude swim in the middle of winter.
So keen.
Okay.
So keen.
All right. We can make this happen. Producer Grace, why are you smiling so much?
Grace has been trying to get a segment called Tommy Willy off for a very long time.
Tommy Tuesday might be a bit of a shorter segment.
It's cold. I was in the pool. I was in the Derwent.
No, it is something that we've been wanting to do for a very long time. Of course, I mean, in line with Dark Mofo as well, which is, once again, is going to be massive this year with so many people coming down.
Oh, yeah.
The thing I would say, Tommy, is if you do want to come down, you better start looking to book accommodation, mate, because people are loving it. There are so many things to enjoy in the Tassie winter, which is unreal.
Yeah, totally. Today on The Briefing... look, we're getting right into the Indian COVID thing today. It's obviously becoming a massive story. This harsh move by the Australian government to fine or potentially lock up people that sneak their way back in via third-party countries is causing a lot of controversy, particularly in the last 24 hours when we've found out there's been a couple of COVID cases in the IPL cricket bubble.
Yeah, Tommy, this is like pretty controversial because I know in the past they've banned flights before, but to ban people, Australian citizens, from re-entering the country, this has got to be something that's pretty stirring for a lot of people at the moment.
Yeah, and there's some massive national heroes that are there at the moment. Ricky Ponting, Michael Slater, who just got out, and he has put up something pretty strong on Twitter. He tweeted, "Blood on your hands, PM. How dare you treat us like this?" So pretty strong language.
Who tweeted that?
Michael Slater. Opening batsman comes to the crease.
Oh, he's definitely here. He's swinging.
I did note that he tweeted that from the Maldives, so he got out okay.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Sitting next to ScoMo.
Pina colada in my hands, blood on your hands.
Far out, okay.
But there are like dozens of Australian players, commentators, officials.
Pat Cummings in his IPL team, someone has tested positive.
Yeah, that's right. So their match has just been postponed and they've had to go into isolation. So you can imagine that's a pretty scary situation. We're going to speak to on the podcast today, you'll hear speaking to a journo in Delhi, and cases hit 400,000 over the weekend, and they reckon that's just scratching the surface because the testing regime's not as strong as other Western countries.
That's insane. Look, I mean, we know. I mean, ScoMo came out yesterday and said they're just purely acting, and Maurice Payne did too, purely acting off public health advice. Is that just a way to kind of escape those questions, Tommy, or is this a legitimate reason?
I think for a lot of people, definitely the pause on travel really made a lot of sense with cases skyrocketing and such a high proportion of people coming into our hotel quarantine were from India and had COVID. So that was a real situation. And I think, you know, the logic that they needed to better prepare our hotel quarantine to deal with this high level of cases makes sense to pretty much everyone. It's the jail time and the fines where people went, hang on a minute, that's going too far. We're talking about Australian citizens here, people in real trouble, vulnerable people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of these people got approval from the government to go there in the first place. People were going for funerals and all kinds of reasons, very legitimate reasons. So they're not over there on a Kentucky tour. They're actually, you know, seeing family and doing important things like that. And people feel like there's a duty for our government to look after them. Their argument is that we are going to do that. We just needed a bit of breathing space to get our stuff together, to organise repatriation flights, to improve hotel quarantine. It's just the fines and the jail time just went, hang on a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, go and listen to The Briefing today, of course. Available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search The Briefing podcast. Tommy Tilley, as always, mate, we love you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
See you for the nude swim.
Can't wait.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.